In Romans chapter 8, and I want to share from the New Living Translation of God's Holy and Precious Word, the subtitle of this particular chapter is called Life in the Spirit. Hear God's Word. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. For the power of the life-giving Spirit that has freed you through Christ Jesus from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses could not save us because of our sinful nature. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his only Son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful. God destroyed sin control over us by giving his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the requirement of the law could be fully fulfilled for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. You remember Paul was following his sinful nature for a long time, persecuting Christians, and he was even there when they stoned Peter, and he just stood by and watched. That was before his conversion. In verse 5, it says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about the things that please the Spirit. If your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws and never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. But if you are not controlled by your sinful nature, you are controlled by the Spirit, if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them are not Christians at all. Since Christ lives within you, even though your body will die because of sin, your spirit is alive because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. Just as he raised Christ from the dead, he will give you life to your mortal body by the same Spirit living within you. So, dear friends, he says, you have an obligation whatsoever to do what your sinful nature urges you to do? No. For if you keep on following it, you will perish. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you turn from it and its evil deeds, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So, you should not be like cowering, fearful slaves. You should behave instead like God's very own children, adopted into his family, calling him Father, dear Father. For his Holy Spirit speaks to the deepness of our heart and tells us that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we will share its treasures. For everything God gives to his Son, Jesus Christ, is ours too. But if we are to share his glory, we must also be a slave to his suffering. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.